Hello, welcome to the From the Hip podcast. Today on the show, part two of my interview with Jeff Thompson.
Jeff, I'm back. Sorry about the interruption there.
How is Canada in your, what are you in your 3 week summer season?
You don't know how true that is. Every minute is treasured here, of the sun, of the blue sky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's been okay this year. Last couple of days haven't been bad, but
yeah. Well, I'm in Minnesota, so I get to stretch it like 6 weeks of summer, you know.
Yeah, well, you guys are a little bit warmer than us.
Really?
Yeah. Minneapolis is always warmer than Thunder Bay.
It's always unpredictable up in these parts, though. You know, I mean, some years you're just sitting here and it's mild, but some years you just, oh.
Okay, Jeff, let's talk about something that happened today. We talked a little bit about it. I think it's monumental just because of the way this company does things. Apple released its music service, which I think is called Apple Music.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Well, it's like all the music in the world is at your command right there. Hmm. I mean, what if anyone asks you for a song, what do you have to do?
Well, just ask Siri like I did today.
And what happened? Bang.
She played it. I will say, though, there was, I think, a little bit more obscure songs. Actually, my son asked me to try one, and it's from an internet guy. But apparently, this song is available on iTunes. And it said it wasn't available to stream. So I had that happen two times. It says, this song currently isn't available for streaming. That's the answer she gives.
Really?
Yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, yeah, you've got most of the songs in there, like a really, really high percentage. But maybe there is some artists that don't want it or something.
It's changing the way I listen to music. I mean, I got it this morning and I just flipped around and it was just working. I went to the radio station. They're playing some Brian Eno stuff, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? I flipped all over the place and it's totally accessible to me. So I was just picking, you know, do I like rock, reggae, blues? And I was just checking everything that I liked and bang, I was in and it works. I thought for sure with all the people downloading that the servers would be like overheat and steaming.
Probably are.
Yeah.
But they know how to cool them down.
Oh, yeah. No one got the call in sick today.
Yeah. It is cool. The new iOS, the look of it is nice. It's definitely an improvement again, mm-hmm. and which was recently just done again.
And 9.0 is coming up around the corner too. Mm-hmm. They never stop surprising me. And every time that I upgrade, it's just a natural, normal thing to do. It's like, you know, pour a bowl of cereal, eat it, upgrade your iPhone, move on. It's not like yesteryear.
No, everything's improving. Not to mention that iOS 9, it's going to be backward compatible on everything.
Everything. I got an iPad, an iPad mini here waiting. They're actually giggling and nudging each other when you said that.
Yeah, my son just got the oldest generation phone, which was that we have is a iPhone 4S. So he's not going to even have to worry about anything.
Because last year, this year, the 4S, people are like borderline. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how they're doing it, you know. 9.0, I guess they went all the way back and just cleaned everything up, got rid of all the garbage, all the extra coding, and, you know, just made it streamlined, you know. It went on a diet.
Oh, that reminds me. We exchanged a message the other day. And I'm really, really, really excited. And I got the audiobook and the book. I actually went to a place called Chapters, which is our version of Indigo, I think you guys have. Hmm. I got the book called Younger Next Year. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to follow the advice in there. It makes sense to me from a common sense perspective and a biological perspective. And I am actually going to be getting a gym membership within the next week. And I'm going to be going to the gym again, where I used to, when I was younger, 3 times a week for strength training. Because I think and I believe, and scientifically it's proven to extend our lives and make our lives better. Listen, I don't want to work out to bench press and be Mr. Olympia, but I do want I do want to live a long time.
Well, July 11th, my Audible credit rolls over and I got it in my favorites.
Excellent.
Right now.
Excellent.
No, I went on and I listened to it and it's a, you know, cut out the crap. Basically is what it's saying, you know, eat healthy and make it your life. And all the extra, you know, don't make it part of your life, make it your life. And you said something in the message.
I said, if this is it, sorry, I'd want every one of my friends to at least listen to this because I want them around.
You said something about being good or for good.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it twice. I don't know if you intended on it. I want to change my life for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hit me like a double meaning, like, you know, for the good, you know, for good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm milking this out, but it's just something that rings through. Sometimes something does. And some people say they want to do it for the good of it, you know, but for good, like for the rest of your life, for good.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Got to broach that.
It's good. It's good. And what you're saying is great. I like it.
But no, that's exciting. I'm excited because you also turned me on to another book. It was a short book called The War of Art. And I tell you, it is the battle within yourself that is the biggest battle.
Yes. Unless you got kids, because that could turn into a battle too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got kids?
Yeah. I've got a couple spawns.
Yeah. You shut off the router or the modem in your house and you'll find kids.
Exactly. Honestly, you got to have a router where you could control the Wi-Fi with a password easily, even from your phone. That will change everything.
I changed everything one time on, it was just Netflix. So I changed the password. So it was like in conjunction with everything else in my life, you know, so I thought I would always remember it. Well, I forgot the one before. So I changed it. And all of a sudden that day I had 2 kids come and talk to me.
Dad?
Yes, son. Sit down. Oh, that's funny.
That is good. That is good. Well, Jeff, this has been awesome. I enjoyed this very much.
Yeah, I really did. I was looking forward to meeting Albert. Albert H. You know, that's one of the biggest questions out there in Audio Boom. What's his name? Albert? They add the th at the end. I have to correct him. It's Albert Hathazi. Is that right?
Yeah, Albert Hathazi.
Hathazi. I got it right.
Yeah, you could say Hathazi or Hathazi.
How do you say it?
Hathazi.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of. It was cool that we finally got to do, we've talked in the past on Skype, but this time we recorded it. We wanted to do it earlier in the month, but you know what? Our goal was to get it. At least my goal was, let's for sure record something before the end of Audio Mo.
Well, it's kind of fits your pattern though. Your 11:55 submission to Audio Boom, Audio Mo, your last night. I like that one day you put one out early in the morning or midday. I checked my watch. It was like, I thought it was, you threw me off.
Was I late or was I early?
You were early.
Thank you to everybody who has even listened to a minute of my stuff on Audio Mo and ever. And this challenge was great. And I hope to participate in more challenges and I hope to keep podcasting. And who knows what's going to happen? There's so much more that I'd like to chat to you about. Would you mind coming back just for the regular podcast sometime?
I'm on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Albert.